Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, very predictably, Friday night, you saw the Friday Night Massacre as Donald Trump and company fired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Out went Gordon Sondland, and Vindman's brother actually got the axe as well. What's been lesser reported is evidently they've decided, according to the Washington Examiner's report, 70 other positions have been axed as well, and a lot of folks in the National Security Council. So to me, this is one of those moves where consolidating power into the hands of fewer and fewer people and fewer people paying attention to what this administration is doing. This is scary stuff as far as I'm concerned. And here to give us some thoughts on the Friday Night Massacre and also tomorrow's big day, I've asked former Congressman Joe Walsh to come talk with us. Joe, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, good to be with you. How the heck is your hip?
Getting better. It's better than it was yesterday, and it's worse than it'll be tomorrow.
Beautiful, man.
Very, very happy. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the thoughts that you threw out to me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So let's hit the massacre. Did he do the right thing?
No, look, this, Rick, and I don't know how many times I have to say this, this is the stuff of authoritarians, of strongmen, of dictators. What did he do? He fired somebody who... followed a subpoena, who testified under oath, who gave the truth as best he knew it, and for that Donald Trump fired him. Again, this is like third world stuff.
And then that's the scary thing to me. And I mean, I've got people telling me, no, he's just draining the swamp. And I'm going, no, he's consolidating power into the hands of ideologues. And look, I don't think anybody wants to go back to the days of patronage and having these mass ideological swings between, election and election. Or I could be wrong, but I don't think we really want to go there.
No, and Rick, this is why I've been very public. I ended on Friday, I ended my primary challenge to Donald Trump because I realized once and for all, the Republican Party is his party. No Republican can beat him in a primary. The party is a cult. And I said publicly that I would rather have a socialist in the White House than a dictator. And I mean that because no matter where we are politically, all of us should recoil against a strong man in the White House. That's something we should never have in America. We'll have conservative presidents and liberal presidents, but never shall we condone a dictator, a king. And that's what he wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, is it really that bad in your opinion? I mean, because, I talked to some of my Republican friends who are, no, it's just hyperbole. You're just exaggerating. He's not that bad.
No, you know what, Rick? Here's the deal. It is that bad. I mean, and I had a good buddy this weekend get in my face and say, Joe, how dare you say you'd rather have Bernie Sanders in the White House than Trump? Here's what I told my friend who got in my face. Right now in the White House, right now, we've got somebody incapable of telling the truth. We have somebody incapable of putting the nation's interest ahead of his own. And Rick, let's be real. We got somebody incapable of following the laws. We have a lawless president in the White House. That's a hell of a lot scarier to me than a president pushing free college for everybody.
No, there's no question about that in my mind. In fact, I would love to see us go back to the days where college was close to free for everybody, because we had that point. We had that at one point.
Well, I'd like to go back to the point where you and I can respectfully debate that issue. But right now, as far as I'm concerned, Rick, right now, this is what's cool about right now. Rick Smith, you are a good, solid, sincere man of the left. I'm a good, solid, sincere man of the right. You and I, the next 9 months, brother, we got to hold hands because right now we got to put our policy differences down. It's all hands on deck to get this damn dictator out of the White House, and then we can debate issues.
No, I'm right there with you. And this is where my problem with what's going on with this Democratic primary. I look at Iowa, which was a cluster. I'm hoping, you know, tomorrow in New Hampshire, things straighten a little bit out. But, you know, all the factions and all of the infighting, you're absolutely right. I mean, if the Democrats can't get their act together, I'm really concerned.
Oh, they will. And you know what? I'm not a Democrat, but Democrats got to chill. I mean, really chill. Think about what I just said. Joe Walsh is a Tea Party conservative, and I will publicly work for and support whoever the Democrats nominate. I make that pledge to you, Rick. Now, if a Tea Party conservative like me can make that pledge, well, then why the hell can't every independent and Democrat in the country pledge? I mean, just pledge to support whoever the Democrats nominate. Come on.
No, you're right. But here's the thing. You identify as a Tea Party person. Where is the Tea Party? Have they gotten lost? Because, you know, I remember you guys screaming and carrying on and, you know, hyperbolic, you know, you're just, you know, apoplectic over debt and deficits. And yet this guy is just, he's spending like a drunken sailor on leave.
And this may bum you out. Jim Jordan and I are friends. Congressman Jim Jordan and I are friends. And I yelled at him again today. Donald Trump is increasing the debt way faster than Obama. Thanks to Donald Trump, we have trillion-dollar deficits again. And Jim Jordan doesn't say squat. Now, when the debt went up when Obama was in the White House, Jim Jordan and I yelled about it. I mean, again, it goes back to this, Rick. My party has become a cult, so the issues no longer matter. The only thing that matters is, do you or do you not kiss Donald Trump's feet? And even guys like Jim Jordan, that's all they do.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the impeachment, because he tweeted out, he did nothing wrong. He's been a perfect president. And the Republicans, you know, I don't think the Republicans even, I should say Lamar Alexander didn't say that. And, you know, I don't think people exonerated. Let me get your thoughts first. What do you think?
Well. You know what I think, Rick? Too late for Lamar Alexander and Susan Collins and all these Republicans now who are saying now that what Donald Trump did was inappropriate. I mean, cowards all. You and I talked about this before. The Senate Republicans outside of Mitt Romney decided to put Trump before country. And look, I believe they're going to pay a price in November. I think the Democrats will take control of the Senate. Rick, you know where I am politically, but I think the Democrats deserve to take control of the Senate.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I would love to see that happen, because there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in this country. I'd love to see a transportation bill. I'd love to get back to policy fights, and I'm with you on this. But I don't know that the Democrats are going to get their act together fast enough. And I don't know that this guy would relinquish control. We started this off with this authoritarian, this dictator kind of mentality. And
well, here's what I know, Rick. Look, I think Trump's going to lose in November. Again, I'm not a Democrat. I'm going to support whoever the Democrats pick. I think any of these Democrats can beat him. I will tell you this, though, Rick. When I was campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, I heard from hundreds and hundreds of Republicans who said they ordinarily vote Republican, but they're going to cross over and vote Democrat in the caucus or primary because they want to vote for Amy Klobuchar or Joe Biden.
Right. Okay.
I can tell you one thing. I don't know which Democrat will beat Trump, but I guarantee you somebody like Amy Klobuchar would.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fairly centrist, fairly moderate Democrat. You know, I can see that.
But she's tough, and she's from the Midwest. You're from the Midwest. You know what? You get it. You get the way people in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan think. The Democrat Party needs to nominate somebody who understands how these folks, I'm from the Midwest, how we think here.
To a point, I agree. But at this point in time, I look at someone like Sanders. I look at someone like Warren as, you know, sort of correcting the march to the extreme right that you've seen over the last 20 years. I mean, we're a much more right-leaning country than we were 30 years ago.
Yeah, and look, Rick, I think Bernie would beat Trump, but I think it would be a different constituency coming out to vote for him.
Yeah, good
I think
point.
He would. I think he'd energize a lot of people on the left. He would scare the hell out of Republicans, so you wouldn't get you would not get a lot of Republicans crossing over to vote for him. But you'd see a surge, I think, in young people. I think you'd see a surge in people who typically don't vote. All I know is this. I think Democrats got to chill because I think you all got to come together. And I say this again, Rick, you know me. I'm a Tea Party conservative. My God, I'm putting myself out there right now. I'll support Bernie Sanders. If I can support Bernie Sanders, then every moderate and independent should. My God.
I mean, that's probably that's probably the understatement of the day. If you can do it, then anyone who's ever voted for a Democrat could easily do that.
And you know why, Rick? Because, again, it's not about policy to me. Donald Trump is a unique and dangerous threat to the Republic.
Right.
So put our policy differences down for now. We got to get him the hell out of the White House.
From your lips. Let me ask you about this. The other day, Lindsey Graham was on Face the Nation. And he said that he was talking with Billy Barr, the attorney general, and that they have some setup, some process, I get, where the dirt that Rudy Giuliani's digging up or making up or whatever, they're gonna streamline it into the attorney general's office. To me, this is, again, the kind of stuff that's really scary, in that I don't trust anything that Rudy Giuliani has made up. I don't trust Bill Barr. I don't trust the institutions that are being run by this administration. And yet they're going to use the power of those institutions to really go after people.
Again, this is the stuff of authoritarians. This is the stuff of dictators. The top law enforcement officer in the country doing the dirty work of the president of the United States. And here's the other thing that blows me away, Rick. And this is the thing about Trump. It, right out in the open, he doesn't give a damn. His corruption and his criminality is right out in the open. My God, if Democrats can't beat this, and if most of the country, if Democrats can't rally most of the country around this kind of in-your-face corruption, then we're toast.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and you know, this is the response I'm getting, especially from the conservatives that I know who are really energized by his, you know, him being, in their words, completely exonerated, and you know, the Hillary and Nancy and all of them, we got to lock them up. You know, that mob mentality is really kind of freaking me out.
Well, it is, but remember, Rick, it's a minority of the country. It's all the people being fed all the bullshit and lies on Fox News and the rest of conservative media. It's not most of the country. This is those are the folks at Trump's rally tonight in Manchester. I campaigned with them. I tried to get them to vote for me. They're unmovable. They are part of a cult. But that's not where most of this country is.
Yeah. So let me ask you, because you spent a number of years doing media. You know, why isn't that the prevalent message then? You know, why is it that the message that, you know, these rallies are so huge and that the base is so strong, that seems to be the driving message that we get from our media?
I know you get it from the conservative media. But you make a really good point, Rick. What bothers me is the way the mainstream media accepts a lot of this bull. The numbers at Trump's rally are never as great as he says. And I was at his rally in Iowa a couple weeks ago. A lot of these people just follow him from rally to rally. So these numbers are not as great as they appear. But the problem is Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and everybody else in conservative media, they're just feeding these poor folks BS every single day, and they're buying it.
So since you brought up Limbaugh, does he deserve the Congressional Medal of Freedom?
Well, I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know exactly what that medal means. I'm sure presidents have abused it before, but it sure seems like this was an abuse of what that award should mean. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I looked at it and I'm going, you know, I was watching the State of the Union and I'm going, this is, you know, you get a car and you get a car. I mean, and the backstories, once you got into to what he was giving away, was really just kind of kind of scary.
I don't know why, and I didn't watch the State of the Union because, again, every word out of his mouth is a lie, so I don't know why you'd listen to him. And I had no problem with Nancy Pelosi tearing the darn thing up afterwards.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Last question I've got for you. How do you see the primary coming out, turning out tomorrow?
I think Bernie's going to win New Hampshire. I'll be honest. I'm hoping that Amy Klobuchar finishes strong because, again, I'd like to see this to be a fight between Bernie and Klobuchar. I think any Democrat could win, but I think either one of those two would have a real good, strong debate for the Democrats moving forward.
Yeah, good stuff. Joe, I appreciate the time. As always, I hope you'll come back and talk with us again.
Hi, Rick, I love you, man. Take care of that hip. Keep walking.
I appreciate it. Good stuff, Joe. Joe Walsh, former Illinois congressman. And look, if he can say that he, as a Tea Party congressman, is going to vote for Bernie Sanders, anyone who voted for Hillary last time around and is angry at the Bernie bros, I think you could put that past. Just a thought. Just my thought. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.